This proposal was brought to me by the Department of Mental Health, and it would make it a crime up to a Class C felony for offenders of our Sexual Offender Treatment and Rehabilitation Services SORTS unit in Farmington to use bodily fluids, saliva, urine, etc., to assault staff or other patients. This is what was formerly the institution referred to as MOSATSE, and this is an issue that is becoming more and more of a problem, Mr. President, and this would give safeguards to employees of the Department of Mental Health that are currently enjoyed by those in corrections, and I think it's very important that we assist the department and those employees and give them this protection. With that, Mr. President, I certainly would entertain any questions.
The senator from the first has moved for the adoption of the Senate committee. Substitutes, any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from St. Francois.
To inquire.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields.
I'm with you on this one, and I want to just elaborate a little bit more. In our corrections, we did this a couple years ago for them. And since the MOSATSE unit is a different division, it's an actually mentally health, we have to adopt it separately for those that these people are long-term. These are multiple pedophiles, multiple rapists that are probably going to be held there for a long, long time. They have no repercussion if they're going to spit on somebody, handle them. If they're going to use other bodily functions, they don't have any repercussions. This at least gives them some repercussions, and it's a good bill, and it's one that I'm aware of from people that I live in the town with that work there. These people shouldn't be treated any differently in this regard than prisoners, and I support
the bill. And, Senator, I think it's important also to add, and I appreciate your support, is that currently to house these individuals in this
unit,
It's costing the taxpayers roughly $60,000, $65,000, $70,000 a year.
Yeah.
This is really an opportunity, and really the department is clear on this, that if these individuals are committing these crimes of against these employees, they can end up back in the system, right?
Right.
In corrections.
That's exactly, and they don't want that. And that's the thing. You've got some hammer over them by doing this bill.
Right.
We don't want them in society. These are the worst of the worst. We've determined that. But yet, we are not criminally holding them. And if they do this, they can get a criminal offense and be put back into the penitentiary, which pedophiles don't do real well in penitentiaries. So they hopefully will help them with their behavior.